recording this on my iPad, anchored behind a small island in the Scillies at the west end of the English Channel. And the reason why the recording is not of the finest quality is because I'm sitting at the chart table of my yacht. You can probably hear the old-fashioned steam-powered clock ticking in the background. Well, here we go for Yachting Monthly's summer issue. Although I came to terms with the meter as the UK's new unit of depth back around 1970, I've been struggling with it ever since as a measurement of length and distance. Now, this isn't a party political rant on behalf of UKIP. I can think comfortably in metres for water depth now, but what owner talks about having a 9.75-metre boat? None of us. English speakers throughout the globe have 32-footers today, as we've always had. Marine operators try to stuff us into metric boxes, but it's not a comfortable fit. Brokers also seem to have lost the plot in this respect, but I suspect they're in cahoots with the marina boys and are trying to indicate what sort of berthing fees we'll have to stump up for our new yachts. The length issue really starts to squirm when we come to the so-called nautical mile. While always having been there, should anyone need it, the term has only slipped into general use in the last 20 years or so. Before then, a mile at sea was simply a mile. After all, what other sort of mile would it be among fellow seafarers? To use the term nautical mile, when it can't reasonably be anything else, has a pedantic flavour to it, which I for one do not care for. So what exactly is a nautical mile? The first International Extraordinary Hydrographic Conference, which took place in Monaco in 1929, decided that it would be exactly 1,852 metres. The definition has now been universally accepted, so we're stuck with what is essentially a nonsense. The truth is that a nautical mile cannot be any such thing. From time immemorial, it was found convenient to make it the same as 1 minute of latitude, working due north or south along a meridian. Navigating on a paper chart of any detail, 1/10 of a mile remains the smallest unit of choice. This wasn't and still isn't measured in metres. It is handled in terms of 1/10 of a minute of latitude. How many yards, metres, leagues or cubits it may be, or may not be, is of no concern to any sane navigator, because a minute of latitude has never been a linear measurement. It is an angle, a fraction of the 360-degree angular distance around the planet on which we sail. If one insists on making it a linear measurement, we find that it isn't even consistent. The best anyone can do is state that 1/10 of a minute of latitude is around 201.5 yards at the equator and 203.5 at the poles. In the days when position was typically defined in terms of compass bearings observed from substantial distances, a foot or two between friends wasn't worth talking about, so 200 yards was the generally agreed working length. This, by happy coincidence, was the same as a single length of anchor cable for a Nelsonian warship. And so 1/10 of a minute of latitude became known as one cable's length, or more usually a cable, more than accurate enough for any sensible navigation. It doesn't set out to promise inch point accuracy. As for the metric nautical mile, the way the ice is melting, we all might soon be wondering how long it really is north of Spitsbergen. I'm currently receiving positions from a motor yacht in mid-Pacific, moving at around 10 knots. They're given to 3 decimal places. We're not told whether the GPS is on the bow or the stern, although this would affect the second decimal place. The third might define the whereabouts of the cooker in relation to the fridge. At 10 knots, such accuracy is, in the biblical sense, a total vanity. Maybe the cable wasn't such a bad unit after all.